Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash that like button like it's your Alabama cousin, so it reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number one, should women go to prison for falsely accusing a man of rape? Yes, of course. But I have an alternative. Maybe if the victim is proven to have slandered a man for rape, he gets a token for actual rape of the slanderer. That'll definitely get rid of all the false allegations. Because after all, if you accuse a man of a crime, then he should have at least done it, right? Unfortunately, there are too many women and simps in the injustice system, so it's never going to happen. Up next is the difference between the gamers in the 90s and gamers today. You were just happy that your game was working and didn't crash your computer back then. Today you're pissed off if your frame rate just drops off a negligible amount. Back in the day, all it took was one bad floppy disk or a scratch CD, and it was all over. Or you had to blow on your Nintendo cartridges to get them to work. But on the flip side, a company today can just cancel the game, and if you can't play it online with their servers, you can never play it again. Number three, here's proof that women don't understand the point of Bumble, which is for the women to make the first move on men that they match with. Maybe this is why there's a woman out there suing Bumble, because it's forcing her to make that first move. But even with this problem, Bumble is still the best for casual hookups. Because if a woman messages you, you know that she's going to want to boink you. As for this woman, since she won't be making the first move, odds are she's going to be a future cat lady. Up next, this woman is staring at her $126 grocery bill for 3 days' worth of food, while other women are complaining about abortion rights, which are the biggest issue in America. Women can always get food from men by doing foodie calls, or by getting a boyfriend that'll pay for things in life. For women, who they have sex with is their number one priority. And if they aren't on the pill and Chad doesn't want to use a Jimmy hat, then usually they can't say no. Number five, why is it that single mothers set higher expectations for the new man in their life than their actual baby daddies? This woman says because they learned their lessons. They didn't, though. If they did, then they would be trying to mend their relationship with their baby daddy in the first place, instead of trying to find a beta bucks. Now it makes sense why they picked the bear. Because he's tall, brown, unemployed, doesn't raise kids, has multiple baby mamas, and is also violent. Up next, these two gay men use surrogacy, but they disregarded all the female embryos. People claim that's because they wanted to get their hands on a little boy to do naughty things with. But I think it's just men don't want to waste their time and resources raising a girl only for her to become a 304. But if a single man got a girl through surrogacy, that would also be a red flag. Yet women in China and India get back alley abortions because they don't want girls either. And that's perfectly okay. At least these men were more humane about it. I'm going to select male embryos as well when I do surrogacy. Number 7, look at these wonderful feminist shoes designed to show what they really think of men. But just imagine how butthurt they would be if men created furniture shaped like the form of females. Women would absolutely lose it. A feminist utopia is one where women rule and men maintain society for free. But to be fair, even though women attack men like this, it's a cell phone. Because men are still holding them up. As for that female-shaped furniture I talked about, Kubrick had something like that in the 1970s in A Clockwork Orange. Moving on, Elon Musk is ranked 19th in the world on Diablo version 4. I thought he was faking it to look hip and sporty, but he shows himself playing live, which is hard to fake, if not impossible. It makes you wonder how Elon has time to be the wealthiest man in the world and top-ranked Diablo player. And here I have trouble opening up my microwave chicken. Just kidding. I don't eat that nonsense. Number 9, would you look at that prophecy, it's been fulfilled. Two women congratulating themselves for becoming the next president of America, and they both lost. Who's next? Michelle Obama, perhaps. But the jury's still out if she's a woman or a not. Honestly, I hope there is no next one. But then again, if I had to pick one, it would be Tulsi Gabbard, and she used to be a Democrat to now becoming an independent, and then eventually joining the Republican Party and becoming the director of national intelligence. Up next, this Massachusetts attorney says that if anyone, i.e. women, is prosecuted for filing a false accusation, then the real victims will be less likely to report them. That's poppycock. He's just saying that because he wants more women to file allegations, false or real, so he can make more money as a prosecutor. He's just protecting his industry and business and doesn't care about men. I bet he's a family court attorney. Number 11, women on the pill stop choosing men that are masculine. And instead focus on being with men that are less manly. And then when they get off the pill to get pregnant, they're no longer attracted to their husbands. Plus, let's not forget that birth control is dumped into the water supply. and it's also dropping men's testosterone. The bottom line is stop dating women that are on the pill. And careful out there, because there's also estrogen in plastics and food. Moving on, we have three more teachers that grape their students. This won't end, will it? Maybe these women should have found a loving husband in their 20s instead. Oh wait, they probably did and they just want a student male because they can control them. According to studies, women are 3 times more likely to grape than men by coercion. If I was in high school today and I looked the way that I did back in my teens, I probably would have got hit on by my teachers. Number 13, this Hooters waitress was taken into custody for allegedly, come on now, we know she did it, dipping her wings into her vagina, on and off her period, and then serving them to rude customers. She doesn't look like she has an ounce of remorse in this mugshot. The funny thing is that food sales probably went down at her store after she was no longer doing this. Just kidding. But seriously, people should feel grateful because some folks pay extra for this sort of service. Up next, what's wrong with women and leftoids as they're ending themselves after Donald Trump won the presidency? It's not like it's the end of the world. You didn't hear about conservatives ending themselves after Donald Trump lost the election in 2020. Looks like more Americans on the left are unburdening themselves from what has been, i.e. themselves. This is either made up or if it's not, then the media needs to be held accountable. Number 15, North Korean soldiers are hooked on corn while fighting for Russia and Ukraine. Imagine you've never even seen a girl in a bikini and suddenly you get to see everything. Well, at least they're having a good send-off before they go and meet their maker. A Harvard study says that if you don't release your white gold at least 22 times a month, then you increase your risk of prostate cancer. Looks like the No Nut November gang will soon be gone. Moving on, so this is what it's come to now. No more free drinks for women. This woman sends herself drinks on dates to show that she has options. The only reason discount Jessica Alba here is doing this is because she's probably out on a date with Chad, and she's trying to increase the odds that he's going to commit to her. But men are not women. We don't go after women because she has options. This just shows she doesn't understand men and thinks that we are women with penises. Number 17, this woman was banned from boarding her flight because she was wearing a bikini. Maybe she was just really eager to get to the beach or something. And if it's a long flight, I'd let her fly like this because men need something to look at. Then again, maybe that's the point to get men's interest. It's like that time I flew from Texas to Vegas and there was this prostitute trying to pick up a friend of mine on the flight. Forget about snakes on a plane. There were actually hoes on that plane. Up next, maybe that woman in the bikini was flying to Canada with all her blue-haired buddies, now that Trump was elected president. Unfortunately, it's not these people that are coming to Canada. It's all the illegals that are about to get thrown out of the United States. They figure they might as well come to Canada, which is just a discount version of America. Canada better start building a wall too. Then again, we won't have to when our new conservative prime minister makes our woke citizens go crazy. Number 19, I'm sure that these woke women are also coming to Canada because one of our most notorious serial killers, Paul Bernardo, is scheduled to have a parole hearing. And if he's released, I'm sure that there are at least a half a dozen women waiting for him to release his sexual frustration out on them. Hopefully our new conservative prime minister will keep him locked up for life. His female serial killer accomplice was let out after only 11 years. She even raped and ended her own sister. Moving on, do you agree that skinny girls look good in clothes, while curvy girls look good without them? I'd say curvy does look better. Unfortunately, these days, curvy is simply a code word for land whale. Women would have you believe that these days this is skinny. Girls need to seriously remember that this is the difference between being curvy and just being fat. I used to like them chubby, and now I like them thin. Number 21, looks like curvy will no longer be acceptable in America. Here's the difference between the U.S. Department of Health in 2025 versus 2021. The dude on the left hasn't seen his schwing-schwang in 20 years, and I'm not sure if that's because he's too fat or because he got the bottom surgery. Looks like one of these will try and make America fit again. Just don't ask him about the dead bear carcass he left behind in Central Park. Up next, oh no, women that most men aren't even attracted to are going on a sex strike and shaving their heads because Trump was elected and they think that their abortion rights are about to be taken away and a baby is going to pop out of them like a creature from Alien. So they're shaving their heads like Sigourney Weaver in Part 3. Is their sexuality the only power they have? Do they really think that they're nothing more than a series of holes? Number 3, there's Elliot Page with the rest of the cast from The Umbrella Academy. Looks like she transitioned to a 4'5" man. When I first saw this, I thought that was a boy. It's an edited photo, even though she's a head taller than that, she's still only 5'1". but it looks like Elliot can be mogged by the average first grader. Maybe Elliot can go back to high school and get hit on by one of his female teachers now. Now that's a movie I'd pay to see. Moving on, continuing the theme of women refusing to have sex with men and going on a sex strike, this is what many of them look like. It's just empty threats like their ovaries in 10 years' time. Looks like the poor chads out there won't know what they're going to do now that they can actually only sleep with 7 women on their roster instead of 10. What will they ever do? Feminist women threatening to withhold sex is like the laziest, most unproductive employee going on a strike. It might actually make things better. Number 25 and the last one here is the difference between the Disney original and the Disney remake. The woman on the right ruined her life freaking out about Trump in her car after the election. Her response is authentic, and that's what makes it funny. I hope he gets some more crazy wokester meltdowns on Inauguration Day. But the greatest meltdowns will come when millions of woke women lose their make-work jobs thanks to Elon Musk. I'm waiting for that. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.